Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Writer Michael Harding, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
So, Michael, I had an expert on with me 2 weeks ago. She was a psychologist, and she was saying about one of the ways of getting over the winter blues is to reframe winter and tell yourself a different story around winter. So I'm trying to do that.
Yeah.
But then every year, November rolls around, and we forget how fast the darkness comes in and everything. How are you doing with the shorter days and the less light?
I'm doing well. I do honestly love the winter and I love November. The reason I do, I suppose, if you think about the darkness, you can say to yourself, well, I dread the darkness. But if you think of a cozy fire in the evening, it's beautiful because of the darkness. And even if it's an electric fire with a flickering front to it, it's still lovely. There's things about winter and short days and long nights that you can get into in a positive way, and you can sit by the fire, you can have a little whiskey if you like, a little alcohol, and you can think about your old friends and people that you remember and your ancestors, your parents. It's a time to kind of, you know, even remember on Sunday. This is the time for remembering all the people who have blessed us and been good to us and given us life and given us birth. So it's a lovely time at the end of the year to be grateful for everything. And that's the way I'd look at November. It's a positive time. And in the darkness, have yourself a little candle, have yourself a little fire, have yourself a little whiskey if you fancy alcohol.
Yeah. And of course, we need the darkness to see the light as well, don't we? So...
Yeah, we do, and we need to. It slows us down as well. In the mornings, there's a kind of a, you know, the half light that's in the sky, rather than the kind of dazzling sun of August in Ireland,
yeah.
You know. But that half light, it's there is a beauty to melancholy. There is a beauty to kind of letting yourself feel that sadness of even age. I'm 71, and I enjoy, like, the idea. People say you shouldn't say you're old, but I like saying I'm old. I like saying it's okay to be old. It's okay for the leaves falling from the tree as they do outside at the moment. And because it's been such a dry autumn and such a, you know, there hasn't been, there's only one windy storm, but so there's a lot of leaves still on the trees. And it's beautiful to see them, and then the assault, the yellow leaf on the floor, on the ground as you're walking on it. It's just, there's so much about aging, there's so much about the end of the year, that rather than be afraid of it,
yeah.
and rather than even be afraid of aging, embrace it, because there's something very, very beautiful you'll find in the middle of it.
So decay and disintegration is actually just another part of the cycle. It's not necessarily a bad thing, like.
It's a cycle that you see everything decaying and look out at the bare trees and remember that next April and next spring, they will grow magnificently again. They'll grow all their complex leaves in the same way. That in itself is a beautiful lesson. But it's also like the loveliness of the winter is the fact that on the surface things die, but deep underneath there's something we all know. We kind of endure in a stronger way underneath. We endure darkness. And that's the kind of image I think of the candle that lights in the dark.
And on what you were saying about remembering the ancestors and thinking of those who are gone, you go to the graveyard this time of the year.
I do. I would go to my parents or my family. There's two different graveyards I would go to where I have ancestors, parents or uncle, grannies and different people buried. And it's just a lovely time. I walk through the graveyard in Cavan and it's like I'm remembering all the people because I'm looking at their names and headstones. And the older you get, the more familiar you become. You say, oh, well, there's James and there's Noel and there's Seamus Fay, the great singer. And, you know, there's a warmth comes out of you because you reach out. To give a blessing to the dead is some way, there's a strange way it makes you feel better. Like the Dalai Lama, he always says, the phrase he uses is, he says, religion is useful. In other words, it makes you happy. So that when you remember your loved ones and you pray for them, you walk away from the grave with a kind of a strange intensity of being alive yourself. You actually realize how precious your life is by remembering those that you loved and are gone before you. It makes life more kind of sensational in the moment, because you realize I am now alive. I have this gift of being alive now. And these beautiful friends that I had, they can, you know, they no longer feel the heat of the sun. They're gone. It's over. But for me, it's not. And I still have a chance to, you know, to send my light out to other people, to send my love out to other people, to do one good, lovely deed today. That kind of intensity of joy sometimes actually comes in the darkness, and sometimes it comes from, you know, standing at a grave of somebody you loved and wishing them blessings and wishing that they rest in peace.
So it's back to the old thing that, like, we do everything we can not to think about the fact that we're going to die and distract ourselves away from it. But actually, for you, you have to think about the fact that you're going to die, and that is what makes you feel most alive.
Well, yeah, because, and I'm using the language poetically now, but
yeah,
it's because deeply in your heart, you want to feel you will live forever. You want to feel that, not in a linear way, not in your not in your body, but in some sense, the love in your heart, let's say for your children or for your beloved or whoever, to feel that love, you're experiencing something eternal. And I think you are, and I think that it's certainly, it's like a candle in the dark. It defies reality of human life being only 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. But the idea that there's something in us that lives forever is an instinct in every human. And it's a beautiful time to reflect on that when you're looking at the kind of the end of the year coming around everything around you.
Yeah. And November traditionally was a kind of a dry month. It was sort of, it was the end of the Christian calendar, was it? This is the end of the year, really.
This is the big end of the year for the Christian tradition was the All Saints Day, 1st of November, All Souls Day, which was a kind of a democratic recognition, not just of the posh saints,
okay,
but of your granny, of your cousins, of everybody. And so after that, they used to say when I was in Glengevlin, they would call it the month of the dead. And the month of the dead, people would be off the drink. It was the same as in Lent. And if I went into the Glen Bar in October, there'd be great crack and fun. But if you went in the second week in November, there'd be hardly anyone there. There'd be no fun at all. And the barman, Vesty, God bless him, he'd say, they're off it for November. People used to go off the drink for November. And it was also a good way of fasting before Christmas, because you relished Christmas more if you went off the drink for a little while. I hope I'm not talking too much about drink.
That's fine. You're not talking about drinking excessively, I know. So I think we're okay.
No.
I think we're still allowed to have the odd whiskey.
We're allowed to have an odd pint, right?
But, and you are recommending that, what you're kind of saying really could we look at November to reframe it again in a positive way? It's a nice calm before the storm of December and a bit of a retreat before we get into that run up to Christmas.
It's a time to hold your breath in one sense. But in the Christian terms, the beginning of the year is Advent. It's the first Sunday in December usually. And it's building up to an idea of birth. You know, everything new coming. And so November always in Christian terms was the end of the year and a time to reflect on remembering things and remembering with gratitude the lovely life you had, the lovely friends you had, the beautiful parents you had. That sense of gratitude can come out of when you go to the graveyard and you light a candle maybe. If you don't go to the graveyard, you just light a candle somewhere. But that in itself is a beautiful ritual. And again, it's like part of what's going on. I was listening to...
Okay, we have to... De Angelis is coming now, so don't get into too long a story.
No, I was just going to say that the lighting of a candle, the ritual of that in itself is a kind of remodelling of the old institutional religion, which was harsh and clerical and negative. But there's a beautiful new way, and November is a good time to think about it.
Look, Michael, fundamentally, the message I'm getting from you, it's good to be alive, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's good to be
alive. Absolutely. And it's precious.
Okay. Yeah.